If you have questions for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith, stay tuned. We'll let you know where to send them at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures. We continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
We're going through the Gospel of John, and our purpose is to learn more about the salvation that we have in Christ. And an important aspect of our salvation in Jesus is knowing Him personally, knowing what He's done for us, and knowing what He wants us to do as we follow Him. And Dave, we've said this before, the Gospel of John, if our listeners out there have never read the Bible and they want to get started, this would be one good place to start, because it tells us about who Jesus is, what He's done for us, and that's what we need to know if we're going to put our trust in Him, put our faith in Him. We've got to know Him.
Well, Jesus is being introduced to us here. We're learning something about Him, and we're learning a great deal about Him in relation to others. And the chapter that we just had, very interesting. And there are a couple of other chapters that deal with a similar emphasis and understanding. That would be chapter 6 and chapter 8. But here it said that, verse 23 of the last chapter, when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did. And yet it says Jesus did not commit Himself unto them. It seems like a contradiction almost, because you go back to chapter 1, verse 12, it says, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So there must have been, although they believed on His name, apparently they didn't receive Him. They had their own idea of who the Messiah was, and they didn't really receive Jesus for who He is, but they believed on His name. I think they believed He was the Messiah, but they had a different comprehension of the Messiah. And it says Jesus did not commit Himself unto them, because He knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for He knew what was in man. Mm-hmm. Then, in contrast, chapter 3 begins, and there was a man of the Pharisees. In contrast to these, right, who believed in the miracles, but Jesus didn't commit Himself to them. Now we're going to get some insights.
Yeah, Jesus is going to do some explaining,
right,
to this man.
There is a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, he believes in miracles. He believes in the miracles also. The same came to Jesus by night. Well, the rabbis are against Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they have said, anybody knows where He is, tell us. And I don't think they had got to that point yet, but that was in their hearts. And could a rabbi believe in Him? So he didn't want to do this openly. I don't think that was all, though, Tom. I don't want to judge him harshly. We can't even judge him. We don't know. But I think he wanted some intimate time with Jesus. He wanted to get Jesus alone, apart from the mob that was always around him. And he had some probing questions. I think he was hungering for something beyond just a miracle worker.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to this. There's got to be more to this man. Then we know, well, he says, we know you're a teacher come from God. Nobody can do the miracles you do except God is with you. And so he knows that, but there's something more,
yeah,
that he's hungering for.
Dave, this is something that we've been talking about for our programs for the last couple of months, understanding. He wanted, mm-hmm, some understanding. Mm-hmm. He wanted this to make sense. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful interchange between the two of them. I'll pick up again. This is John chapter 3. I'll pick up with verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night, that is Nicodemus, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him.
Wait a minute now. Before you say what Jesus said, let me just be a little bit facetious here. And Jesus said, patted him on the back and said, Nicodemus, that's great. That's wonderful. You believe I'm a miracle worker? You believe I'm a teacher from God? Well, you couldn't need any more than that.
Yeah, a good teacher, a good person.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they say, hey, well, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, they call themselves Christians. They go to church. They look upon Jesus. Well, they may even believe in the miracles. A lot of them don't. But he gave us some good ethics and so forth. And
yeah,
okay.
Even the Jesus seminar give Jesus good marks every once in a while.
Yeah, for some things. But, okay, Tom, with that out of the way, go ahead. And what did Jesus really say?
Verily, verily, I say unto thee. This must mean Jesus meant business. I mean, he just didn't say, well, here's kind of the way it is.
Well, let's dialogue about this, Nicodemus. I don't find Jesus dialoguing. Yeah. He spoke with authority. Yeah. Why not?
So this is important. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Wow, that was a shocker. What do you mean? Never heard anything like that, says Nicodemus. He can't even see the kingdom of God. They were all waiting for the kingdom of God. They were expecting that the Messiah was going to establish the kingdom on earth right then, throw off the Roman rule, and sit upon the throne of his father David. And this is what the disciples thought. And this is what they were all looking for. Many Jewish people today say Jesus couldn't have been the Messiah because he didn't bring peace. He didn't set up his kingdom. Mm-hmm. That was what they expected. It was in the prophets. The prophets said he would come as the lamb to die for our sins. Then he would come the second time as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Why, even Isaiah 53 said he's cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people is he stricken. So you couldn't imagine that he was going to really do that, but they did not know the prophecies, so it shows the importance of prophecy. But another thing, we have Kingdom Hall. We have Jehovah's Witnesses out there, and they have the Kingdom Hall. I like to ask them some questions. Have you been born again? You can't even see the kingdom. They think they're going to carry on in these physical bodies, but wait a minute. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither can corruption inherit incorruption. So unless you have been transformed, you can't enter into the kingdom of God with a flesh and blood body. That's what Paul says, and this is what Jesus is saying here. You got to be born again. Jesus goes on and says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. I'm interrupting. You go ahead now.
I just want to add this. And today, you hear people say, well, you know, he's one of those born again person. You know, I don't know what this born again business is, but, well, Jesus is going to explain it. Yeah. Nicodemus.
Jesus
had this problem.
Jesus introduced this idea.
Right.
Jerry Falwell didn't make it up, or Billy Graham didn't make it up, or the Pope didn't make it up.
Right.
We didn't make it up. Jesus.
It wasn't conjured by the religious right or whatever. Well, we'll hear what Jesus has to say about it. But Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
It's not what Jesus is talking about, obviously.
But it does put aside a misconception here.
Right.
Jesus is going to do
this. This is not a physical birth.
Right. Verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, Dave, there are some different ideas about what this means among mm-hmm. Christians. Mm-hmm. But what's your view?
Tom, I was sitting next to a young man on the airplane, and I asked him what he thought about Jesus, because he said that in high school he had believed in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Now he didn't believe anymore. Well, I said, but what do you think about Jesus today? Well, he was a good man. I said, a good man? You can't say Jesus was a good man, because he said he was God. He claimed to be the way, the truth, the life. He claimed to be the one who alone could die for our sins, that he could pay the penalty for the sins of the whole world. Now, wait a minute. he's either an egomaniac or he's an idiot, but you can't say he's a good man, and he says these things. Now, we either have to believe, and this has been said many times, but let's repeat it again, that Jesus was an egomaniac. He was a self-deluded fool who really believed this stuff, but it wasn't true. Or he was a deliberate deceiver, a liar, or he was who he claimed to be. Now, we have to have that in the background. Jesus is saying some rather startling things here. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. First time you were born into this world, you became a child, son or daughter of your earthly parents. If you are to be in the kingdom of God, you will have to become a child of God. And the only way you can become a child of God, you have to be born by the Spirit of God into the family of God. Now, either Jesus is saying something that isn't true and he's an egomaniac or he's a deceiver, or this is true. We've got to decide who is Jesus. And we're going to have to take him seriously. And Tom, I know you wanted to get into born of water and of the Spirit. We don't have time.
We'll do it next time. So just finish your thought here. This is good.
But we have to decide. Look, what's a Christian? I go to the Jesus Seminar. I go to some scholars. I go to a university. I get a PhD in theology. Wait a minute. Let's go to the founder of this. Let's go to Christ himself. What did Jesus Christ say? And don't tell me you are a Christian and you do not believe in what Jesus said. You do not obey what he said. Furthermore, it's very serious, because if he is the only way and you miss him, then you are lost forever. And that's tragic.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. If you are a diligent student of God's Word, our ministry makes available a wide selection of teaching materials, including books, tapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and others. In a moment, we'll let you know how to order these and other materials, as well as a free subscription to our monthly newsletter. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0121, and please mention the call letters of this station. Next week, we will continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's latest book, An Urgent Call to a Serious Faith, and Have You Died to Sin? Doors of Opportunity are closed in the Vatican. We'll look at that story and examine the question, if you are born again, are you in a cult? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.